Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, you know, it's different this year because I've already done it. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to play a great team. They're one of the best teams in the country right now, and they're one of the best programs in the history of basketball. And so it's good to see where we stand right now, and that's what I'm excited about.
Coach, with what they present specifically, are there any sort of matchups or technical things that you're looking for your team that might be a challenge for you guys that you'll have to overcome?
Well, the environment will be a challenge, and their talent will be a challenge, and how hard they play. You know, we have to really communicate well there because it'll be loud, and we have to be able to execute. We have to do a good job in transition, and then Carey presents a problem for us inside, which he's done for a lot of people this year. And so we're going to have to know our game plan and execute it at a really, really high level.
Jeff, many people are feeling the loss of Kobe Bryant in different ways. How are you dealing with that and your players who I'm sure many looked up to him and were inspired by him? How do you think that they will react in the wake of his death?
Well, it's been tough for them. You know, these guys, these young guys, like they admired him so much, looked up to him so much as a player and what he's meant for the game of basketball. And, you know, it's like a superhero dying. Like Kobe was one of these guys that seemed invincible. And, you know, you saw him, you know, get hurt with an Achilles and shoot free throws and walk off the court and come back from that, and it's almost like, well, you know, he can do that, and he willed himself so many times during his basketball career playing through injuries that it's just kind of, you know, hard to believe that this has happened. And so it's been a really tough, you know, 24, a little bit more than 24 hours.
Jeff, Kobe said a couple of times that if he had gone to college, he would have gone to Duke, and if I do my math right, that means you guys could have been teammates at one point. Does that cross your mind either yesterday or?
Well, it's crossed my mind before. I mean, when I had heard that, I know when I was in school at Duke, our coaching staff was recruiting him very hard. And one guy in particular, Tommy Amaker, who's the head coach at Harvard now, he was our top assistant. He would talk about him all the time because he was the one that would go see him. And he would say he's the best high school player he's ever seen and how talented, you know, he was. And so, you know, it's crossed my mind before about what that would have been like if he would have gone to college, if it would have been Duke, you know, to have a chance to play with one of the best guys to ever lace him up.
Was he ever on campus in a recruiting visit?
No.
I know specifically Ryan's from Calabasas. He wears number 24 because of Kobe. Have you talked specifically with him? Is he taking it harder than anybody else?
I wouldn't say harder than anyone else. I mean, he's taking it hard. You know, I have talked to him, you know, and listened and just talked. And so, but, you know, we have several guys that are taking it pretty hard.
How about your personal interactions or relationship with Kobe?
Yeah, you know, I know him, or I knew him. You know, he was obviously an amazing basketball player, one of the best that we've ever seen. Everyone knows about his work ethic, you know, all of those things. The thing that was really amazing to me is to watch him post basketball and to watch, you know, him with his family and his daughters and, you know, seeing kind of the softer side and seeing, you know, him fall in love with the game of basketball again, to see him. You know, a lot of guys have a hard time when they retire, especially someone that loves the game so much. And it was interesting because it seemed like a seamless transition. And he poured himself into other stuff. He had other passions. And, you know, for goodness sakes, the guy won an Oscar. And, you know, then the passion of his family. And so, you know, for me, I think that's where it hit home the most, just the, you know, the human side of it. I mean, I loved him as a player. I loved watching him. But, you know, as a guy that has daughters or has kids, has young kids, my oldest is, you know, 12. And my kids travel with me to recruit sometimes. And so, you know, it hits close to home, you know, when you think about it that way. Yeah, not really. I mean, because you can't, just like you can't prepare for the dome. And so you can't, you know, we went through our normal routine of what we try to do for preparation. And we'll do some more tonight. We'll do some more tomorrow. It's a late game. But we'll be ready to go.
Jeff, when you play a team like Duke, is there a different kind of buzz in practice, a different kind of energy in practice you see?
Sometimes there is. You know, this is this part of the season is difficult. It's the grind, and you know, guys are a little tired. Guys are a little banged up. You know, some teams have a break. You know, Duke haven't played since Tuesday. We've played twice since then, and so, you know, you're trying to manage practice. Like, how much can you do? How much can you get out of them? We have guys that are playing a lot of minutes, and so there certainly is excitement. Don't get me wrong, but you know, we have to be really mindful of what we do in practice and not to exert all of our energy in practice and preparation, because we're going to need a lot of energy tomorrow.
Is it normal for one team to get 8 days off or 9 days, whatever it is, and another team to play twice and those two teams meet?
I don't know. I mean, this has happened twice to us now, so it happened when we played Carolina too. So hopefully we have a similar result. Well, I'm not going to elaborate on what – I don't know what Coach is thinking. I mean, I know that they were very close, and I know Coach loved them, and I know Kobe loved Coach and his family. And, you know, I'm sure Coach K's mind tomorrow is going to be on beating Pittsburgh. And for those 2 hours and the preparation leading up to it, and then after that, you know, he – will do what he normally does, which I'm sure he's already done, which is reached out to the family and done, you know, the things that he always does.
How small is the margin between winning and losing based on, like, Justin going out in the first couple minutes of that Syracuse game and losing him? You guys don't have another player like him to come off the bench, maybe?
Well, there's a fine line between winning and losing, period. It's not just that. It's you know, it's all the little things, but they're huge things. It could be a blockout. It could be a missed defensive assignment. It could be not making the extra pass. I mean, it's all those things. And, you know, most teams don't have a large margin for error. We have a very narrow, very small margin for error, especially when we're playing against really good teams. Good teams make you pay for mistakes. And Syracuse is a really good team, I think. They started out struggling, but they figured it out, and they're playing really, really well. The team we're playing tomorrow is a really good team. They're elite. And so you have to minimize mistakes when you play them in order to have a chance.
Could you have, I think, four scores averaging double digits or more this year? How are you seeing X and Trey kind of adapt to knowing that they don't have to be the guys? There is help this year. scoring the ball.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all need to play better. It's not just X and Trey or the four guys. I think Murph and Justin, I think those are the third and fourth or whatever order they're in right now. We all need to play better. You know, percentages need to be higher. The mistakes need to be minimized. We need to rebound the basketball better. You know, we all need to be better. You know, I want us to get to a point in our program. We're not there yet, but we're, you know, being close is not good enough. And, you know, there's no kind of like silver lining there. You know, that's when I know we're where we want to be as a program when we get to that point. We're not there yet. We're taking steps, but we're not there yet. I think we've improved talent. You know, to have four guys in double figures is good. But we, you know, there's a lot that we need to do better.
Jeff, do you have a specific memory from Cameron as a player or even as a coach that kind of sticks out to you?
No, I have a lot. I mean, it's not just one. You know, it's one of the great places in college basketball, in all of sports, to play. And, you know, when I played there, I always felt it was an honor to play there. When I coached there, I felt the same, and I'm sure I'll feel the same way as an opponent.
Coach, in recent years, Duke has employed a decent amount of 2-3 zone. Do you guys feel comfortable after the Syracuse game coming into here with the strides you've made in your zone beating offense?
I don't think we'll see much zone tomorrow, but if we do, I think we'll be prepared.
You mentioned rebounding, and specifically I think Duke is the best offensive rebounding team in the ACC. Obviously, your defensive rebounding kind of sets the tone for the game flow this year. How do you specifically key into that leading in?
Well, we talk about it. We try to simulate some things in practice. You know, we can't simulate carry or the athleticism of Stanley. But we can work on blocking out and doing those things. And hopefully it translates to the game.
Coach, when Justin went out with those two fouls early, Gerald stepped in and played probably his most significant amount of time since early on in the season. How would you assess how he played against Syracuse?
Did okay. Did some good stuff. You know, tough environment to come in against that zone for any freshman. You know, when you never played against it. And I thought he did some good things.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Coach.